This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rolando Mendoza. Date of birth, May the 3rd, 1964. Case ID number is 662-0063. Date of exam, August the 22nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/29/2022. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic respiratory failure. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was August 16, 2020, where he used to drive a forklift and use heavy equipment for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and has been receiving disability benefits from Social Security for 3 years. Allegation number one, chronic respiratory failure, secondary to COVID-19. History of allegations, chronic respiratory failure, secondary to COVID-19. The claimant states that on August 16, 2020, he developed chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and pneumonia secondary to COVID-19 with respiratory distress. The claimant recovered from his illness. He was hospitalized for 21 days and was hospitalized August the 27, 2020. He has not been intubated and has not been back to the hospital since that hospitalization. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, resting, and sometimes with seasonal changes. The claimant does have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 10 years, but he states he quit during the time that he had COVID and has not smoked since. The claimant states that he's on inhalers, was on steroid, and at one time was on oxygen, which did give him relief. He states he complains of dyspnea on exertion. He is presently taking Symbicort inhaler 80/4.5 QD. The claimant's oxygen saturation today was 95%, which is normal. He was diagnosed with post-COVID-19 inflammation/syndrome with fibrosis and bronchiectasis, along with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. His condition appears to be improved, and he appears to be functioning well. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Francisco Rugama. He is presently on a leave, 220 milligrams, 1 POQD for relief of any kind of pain. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking for 1 hour, and he'll sometimes clean the patio, and he likes to go biking. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, and doing the laundry. Family history, his father died at the age of 71 from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He was a heavy smoker. The mother is presently 81 and has hypertension. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, ondansetron, 8 milligrams TID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, meclizine 25 milligrams TID, allopurinol 300 milligrams 2 tablets QD, losartan 100 milligrams QD, Symbicort inhaler 80/4.5 QD, omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic 100 milligrams ER 2 tablets QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, gout, comma, asthma, comma, gastritis, comma, neuropathy, comma, vertigo, comma, history of COVID-19, post-COVID syndrome with chronic respiratory difficulty, and fibrosis with bronchiostasis. The claimant's oxygen saturation today was 95%, which is normal. Medical surgeries, none. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 10 years. He is presently not smoking at this time. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 227 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 147 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 95%, BMI 35. General, this is a 59-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal. The claimant appears to have a mild right eye cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal and confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant states he uses glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to the functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has minor limitations in his visual acuity and no limitations in his visual fields. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to post-COVID syndrome. The claimant's oxygen saturation was 95%, which is normal. Probable diagnoses, number one, chronic respiratory failure secondary to COVID-19 syndrome with fibrosis and bronchiostasis slash chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which appears to be resolving at this time. The claimant's oxygen saturation was 95%, which is normal, and physical exam was also normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rolando Mendoza.